Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have John W. Spring. And John, you have a new article to talk about. I want you to talk about the title, which I thought is very provocative. It says, some of my 2017 discoveries may save us in 2018. Which, if you can number those discoveries, what are they and how will they save us in 2018? Because I believe they have a gathering storm of the proliferation of nuclear weapons. And I remember the introduction by the director of U.S. Space Command, July 10th, 1994. He brought us to a 440-seat media theater 2 miles underground in Schriever Air Force Base with former Disney media consultants working on the base to develop a presentation for 45 minutes about the proliferation of nuclear weapons to deliver and missile systems to deliver nuclear, biological, chemical weapons and scalar base-based weapons from space, weather weapons. And the proliferation by roughly 2016, 2017, how many nations would have them, and including, of course, North Korea, Iran, and, of course, countries in the South America, including especially Venezuela, now is on that eight-nation watch list by Donald Trump and his generals. What did you discover, and how will it save us from the catastrophe and the danger of 2018, which is 2,000 plus 666? It's going to be a rough year, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dr. Deagle. And the reason I wrote this article was because within the last few weeks, I came across material which left no doubt whatsoever behind that my accomplishments in 1961, a year before the Cuban Missile Crisis, were after the death of President Kennedy, relayed to unauthorized sources overseas in many nations that are hostile towards America. And by coincidence, over the past 55 years, I have had encounters coincidentally with intelligence officers from practically every part of the world. And for this to occur, in retrospect, it confirms that the magnitude and significance of my accomplishments it got the attention of the entire intelligence world. And the reason that I need to bring this up is because I have some talents and skills as a economic geographer and as a political or geopolitical analyst that should enable the Trump administration to either make a deal with North Korea, which Kim Jong-un could not refuse and would not endanger our national security, or to decisively work out another solution which is not so pleasant. Because even Admiral Mullen stated recently that there is no doubt whatsoever that we're approaching a thermonuclear war with North Korea in the immediate future.
There's three ways to decapitate, and I want you to kind of expand on this. But the first way is very simple. China's not doing everything they should, and we're actually now starting to go after individuals. There's 12 banks in China alone, besides banks outside China, and individuals we're now targeting individually with sanctions against them, freezing bank accounts, etc. That's number one. So if we do that and we freeze material, we don't have to freeze necessarily heating fuel to keep people from freezing to death in the dark in North Korea. We need to make sure that no rocket propellant, materials for the rocket casings or integrated chips gets there. So we know that basically North Korea is China's bad dog. But they're also affiliated with Russia. And Mr. Putin, who tries to pretend that he's such a nice guy, Putin is, he's not the blood descendant. And again, I sometimes use hyperbole that he's like a descendant of Rasputin. He doesn't need to be a blood descendant, but he certainly acts like Rasputin in terms of his wily cunning, in terms of how he's manipulating, and he's going to run for a fourth term as an independent candidate. I don't trust Putin. I don't trust the leadership in Russia. The Russian people are probably basically held hostage, just like the Iranians, by a totalitarian regime that's crushing opposition. They've even tried to block the other candidate who's going to run against Putin. Putin isn't doing a great job. Russia has got a horrifying economy that's smaller than half the size of the GDP of California. They have this giant military machine and advanced rocket systems, just like they're squandering their money to Hezbollah, Iran is, and to building military bases and so on. Well, their actual economy is growing at 7%. The people are starving to death and can't afford food. So Russia is putting the people way beyond the pale of having to have affordable food and housing, etc. It's one of the poorest countries on the planet. And Putin should not be trusted. Putin has put forward some things that we need to collaborate with to try to get rid of ISIS. But in most cases, he's trying to re-exert the Soviet Union and get at least the satellite nations under the control of Tsarist Russia, which he's, there's some evidence he may be a blood illegitimate descendant of Tsarina and literally Rasputin. We don't know for sure, but there's some evidence to suggest, if not, he's certainly acting like he wants to be, acting like he's a new Tsar of Russia because he's coming back for multiple terms, which indicates a new royal class in Russia. So I think that we have a two bunch of liars, Russia and China.
Yes.
And North Korea is just their proxy. But North Korea could strike us with an EMP weapon or nuke weapon. And even if they miss the target by 100 miles, they're going to kill a lot of Americans. It's very likely they're going to do an airburst nuke in the next 2 to 3 months, which will be near Guam. And that means a nuclear weapon exploded in the air that will cause radiation around the planet and strike the American coast, where I am in Vista, California. I'm not happy about it. As far as I'm concerned, we have three options for decapitation. Number one, China does what we tell them to do, and we block all these individuals that are supplying material, and it stops his nuke program. Number two, we warn China, if they try to interfere with us, that we and our allies, including South Korea and Japan, are going to nuke the hell out of China, and it's going to be a nuclear war, and they need to know it's going to get that bad because they told us they're going to block us if we try to decapitate the North Korean regime, which means they don't give a damn if they put Americans' lives in danger or even the lives of Japanese or South Koreans. And the third thing they need to understand is we need to stop them weaponizing these islands in the South China Sea and the most trafficked area for container traffic in the world. The Chinese are basically trying to multi-track it. They want to be our best friends and sell us popcorn by our theaters. And on the other hand, they have a plan with 2025 with Mr. Xi, who now is putting his statues beside Mao Zedong. He wants to be the new, if you want to call it, leader of the new Confucius kind of approach toward a geopolitical hegemony of China being the lead nation in the world by 2025. China is losing its marbles. And the reason is it's more likely than any other nation on earth to have an internal revolution. The young people are totally frustrated with the Chinese communist leadership. And now if you come back from London or England or Canada and you've got an advanced degree, you go back into the matrix where your social media determines if you can even get a job. It's nuts. And I know Chinese people, and they're smart, but they're really getting fed up with the communists. And the communist leadership are really old now, in their 70s or 80s, and they got attitude, and Mr. Xi just wants to be the new one trying to market it to the people that they're going to replace the massive expansion of Christianity, which now 80% of new Christians in the past 30 years are all Chinese. 80%. It doesn't matter if it's evangelical or Catholics. They're all Chinese, and people don't understand that. and they want to replace it with Confucianism. So where I see things going is going to get really ugly with China this year. At the very least, we're going to have a trade war. At the worst, we're going to have a decapitating regime with a thermonuclear strike by General Mattis and his general buddies, who are going to decapitate it. Now, America has a long fuse, but when you really tick us off, look out. I mean, America has weapons that are literally centuries ahead of anybody else, and they can't imagine what we'll do to these nations if they try to pull anything off. They really don't get it yet, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And the problem is that most Americans, including most geopolitical analysts, most generals, most admirals, don't really understand the...
Yeah, that's because they were... That's because most of them are bioselectively risen in the ranks during the Bush Jr. Era, and then even worse during Obama, to make sure that they had to agree with the policies of the White House. And he was constantly intervening with operations on the ground, which is the reverse now, where the generals have been given carte blanche to do what they need to, which is why they're succeeding in Afghanistan with the Moab, the mother of all bombs, and the clearing out of ISIS in Iraq and Syria. So... totally different game now. With Donald Trump in the White House, look up. It's going to get nasty.
If you...
And welcome back. So, John, by the way, you mentioned a comment. My son Matthew has a show over on Revolution Radio. We posted up not only on Deagle Network, but also over on YouTube and Facebook. He lives in Flagstaff now. He's actually taking further journalism courses. He's got an amazing range of knowledge in five languages he speaks. He covers some deep issues. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but a lot. And unfortunately, he will go back into some history and of ancient societies and so on and show that a lot of things that are going on now are, in a sense, extensions of those ancient things. One thing I want to mention, and this is classified, which you're not going to hear elsewhere, is a thing called Project Omega. And in 1982, George Bush Sr., who was actually on the scene in Dealey Plaza with the assassination of JFK as a CIA operative, Project Omega was conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s and exported to America with the setup of the OAS and eventually the CIA and NSA. The Project Omega is like Five Eyes, where the literally Five Eye agencies actually spy on each other. This is a super agency. We call a super spy of spies, so that literally all the agencies on the planet are actually linked together. Whether it's the Brazilian Security Police, the MI5, the KGB and GRU, the CIA, etc., it doesn't matter what agencies, they're all linked at the very, very top. Just like higher and higher levels of Masonic organizations, whether you know your 33rd degree and the 11 levels of illumination. So you have to understand that what the world is run by secret agencies and transnational corporations and demonic organizations that are completely luciferic. And if you don't understand this, you're going to be completely lost by the fact that the intel agencies feel insulted that we don't consider them our real government, not the elected officials. That's why you see them acting so strongly against Donald Trump, is because they're insulted that their plan for the New World Order and a world cashless system and a matrix where nation states are basically a geographic designation, that they don't really have any representative power anymore, just like the setting up of Europe, which is made sure that they didn't have representative government. Now their latest plan is to have a trans-European military force to strip all the nations of their own military protection so they can control their borders. And Europe is about to be driven into a system which, of course, they're starting to resist in Hungary and other states that are really squealing like stuck pigs about the idea of more Muslim invasion, even the new rise of the new parties in Germany where Angela Merkel can't form a full government yet, and she's working on negotiating some kind of deal to try to form an alliance. But people have to understand Project Omega and these other agencies were conceived by the Thule Gesellschaft, which is thoroughly luciferic, translated literally and transported to America along with the U.S. space program, which is entirely German. People don't understand that. People don't understand that literally the transplantation of these scientific, technical, and geopolitical, satanic, luciferic organizations is the control matrix that runs the world. It's not run by governments anymore, or even transnational corporations. It's run by intel agencies. and 90% of what the No Such Agency does, which has a budget 300 times bigger than the CIA, and the CIA's budget is bigger than all other intel agencies on the planet, they run the world. People don't know that, do they? That's why we see Peter Thiel about to make a giant, you know, leap for Bitcoin, because they are literally want to control the cashless system, which is coming very quickly, probably within a few years, because once they tie it to biometrics, which is required by the IRS new lawsuit and the European financial committees, it means it's the game's over. We now are in a matrix of cashless system where they got a blockchain tracking the currency, and they have your biometrics to know exactly what you bought right down to the millisecond. You're now screwed in tattoos, as they say in the military.
Yes.
And that's what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. Now, if you think this is a great investment, you're a knucklehead and you're an idiot. And that people like Peter Thiel are plain evil. I mean, these guys have got blood boys to give them blood so that they can extend their lifespan. People need to realize how bizarre this is and how devilishly evil it is, too. They just don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. They're playing with fire, so to speak.
Well, they're playing with the devil. I mean, you got to understand, the devil gives you power, for example, and most of what the devil does doesn't look ugly. What Donald Trump is doing as a high-level Royal Arch White Hat Mason is beautiful. He's the best president and the best runner of the country as a business we've ever had, straight back to Hamilton. But it doesn't mean he's a Christian. It doesn't mean what he's doing isn't going to make us more powerful and eventually crush the whole world. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be safer. Because everything he's doing, I totally agree with. But I can tell you right now, I'm very concerned about some things, like our new FBI director with metadata, our new passage of laws, like the law that we're going to talk about tomorrow, day after tomorrow, with Deborah Tavares. There was a edict regarding human trafficking that's going to have some side effects. December 21st, 2017, that Donald Trump put this executive order. People need to understand what's going on, and we're moving step by step toward the matrix. And if you think I'm making this up, and you disagree with me, have the guts and the cojones to call into the show or after the show if you don't want to call live, and just call me or ask me an email, and I'm going to take you apart. Intellectually, I'm going to do a vivisection without anesthetic and dissemble your intellect, thinking you know more than Dr. Deagle. That is pretty damn unlikely. The things that I've been through, most human beings wouldn't be through 12 lifetimes, and believe me, I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know, because it would make your heart stop. Believe me, things are a lot worse than you can imagine. Any day now, we could have a nuke literally come in from North Korea. Any day now, we could have a container come in from the southern border with Mexico with a nuke large enough to blow up a city like the miniseries Jericho. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot. And there's no cure for it except it's not the Mandela effect, it's called the Darwin effect, which means the only thing that will cure you is death. Because honestly, some people are so stupid, they'd rather die than ask tough questions and prove they don't know what they're talking about. This is really dangerous, what's going on right now. And 2018 is going to be a hell of a year, isn't it?
Yep.
It can be really wonderful. We're on the verge of human life extension and possible things like fusion energy and other things that will come out of the black box and Warehouse 13. On the other hand, we're in the grave danger of thermonuclear war or an EMP attack or biological weapon release. People don't realize Iran and Syria had the entire BioPrepRat program transplanted because they would pay these former scientists in actual food so they could buy Russian borscht and sausage, which they couldn't because of the collapse of the Soviet Union. People don't know this, that those bioweapon programs were translated to Iran and Syria. This is very scary stuff, isn't it?
It's very scary. And the reason why it continues as it is because, first of all, we have a news media and an education system, which...
And by the way, that includes the alternative news media.
Yeah.
Do you know the reason why nobody that's a free leading person in the news media, and I'm not going to give names, you don't need to, you know my history, dares to have Dr. Deagle? Because it's like having a loose cannon on the deck of the ship with an out-cannon roll, so the position of the cannon is about to blow the doors off the captain's cabin. People are terrified of Dr. Deagle, rightly. They're rightly terrified of me because I know things, I have classified access to information and supernatural access, and I have things that I can just tell you to point to the regular media. You can go to World Watch Institute, Georgia Guidestones, you can read the Foreign Affairs, which is a journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. You can read open source documents that anybody, if you're just a reader, will tell you straight up exactly what their plans are. They're doing what's called hoodwinking. They're telling us straight up, right down to the finest details, like the summer of 2016 before the elections, when Obama met with the Pope and they actually made deals with 72 world leaders for global climate control and everything else to bring about the New World Order. You got to understand that Obama's not out of the scene at all. This guy's got plans, hasn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's an evil bastard. And he's a proxy of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who just died last fall. You have to understand who Obama is. I call him the Obaminator. He's like the Terminator from the 25th century. He's here to destroy America and a free world. And he's working for the global satanic elite. Just like he used to say when he's campaigning, "Yes, we can." And you play reverse speech and says, "Thank you, Satan." That's just thanking Satan every day.
Have you?
And they're going to fail. Mr. Mueller is going to have a lateral attack because they're going to start a congressional increased investigations, but also an independent counsel going after Uranium One and the dossier, which is going to expand. You're going to see the 10,000 arrests already going up the chain for the Pedogate is going to increase until they eventually get Hillary Clinton and Podesta, etc. You're going to see us go to either decapitation or pre-decapitation, where either one of the generals poisons Kim Jong-un and they pull back. But if something doesn't happen that literally castrates North Korea from not only producing nukes, but also being what I call the Walmart for nukes to sell them to other nations, we're going to be in grave danger. And people don't understand that we do not have missile defense. Nope. They might lie to you and tell you we've got missile defense. They're freaking liars. Okay? I remember literally having a conversation with the chief manager of missile defense at White Sands Missile in Vandenberg back in 1995. And his comments to me where I said, "Look," he said, "I know you are, Deagle." I said, "You're not just Dr. Deagle. You understand astrophysics, quantum physics, biochemistry, war theology, etc." And I said, "You know, tell me straight up, how long will it be before missile defense actually works? And how much money do you need?" Because they said, "I know you have the three layers, THAAD, which is theater of defense," which, by the way, when George Bush Sr. went into Iraq, he didn't go in there because he delayed it because he didn't have the Patriot system. They actually put it on the drawing board, but they jumped the technology to THAAD, or theater of air defense, because it was so much better. The only thing we gave the Japanese so far was Patriot, which is friggin' useless. Now, the Jews in Israel were not stupid enough. That's why they set up their own Iron Dome and other systems, which we helped to fund their research. Israelis are no slouches. These guys have got serious missile defense systems, but they're not completely leak-proof. But they're a lot better than what we have here in America, and they have a small territory to protect. What happened is, he told me it would cost $76 trillion at 2045 before the missile defense would be able to handle the entire load of missiles and missile chaff and other things to try to evade our missile defense systems back then. It's even worse because they have hypersonic bombers now, the Russians and Chinese, that they're testing out. They have all kinds of technology to literally poke our eyes out in space now. The Chinese have been doing tests for 10 to 15 years on anti-missile systems that actually will knock out our satellites and our eyes in space. The Chinese are literally pushing the envelope to the point where they really don't understand what we'll do to them, which would be absolutely devastating. And these poor Chinese people, who basically are under the thumb of a crazy communist government, which, by the way, the British set up. People don't know that Mao Zedong was completely supplied with armaments to kill his own people by the British, the same way as the Russians and the Bolsheviks are supplied by America. And even those guns are made in Virginia. People don't know that J.P. Morgan and the other people that funded the Bolsheviks, they didn't have a pop gun to take over St. Petersburg or Moscow. They had a Canadian Highlander Division and the American Division out of Georgia that actually literally walked into the city and took the city keys in St. Petersburg and Moscow. There was no resistance whatsoever. They had no way of resisting our military just walking into their cities. They weren't prepared for us at all. And we held the cities for at least 6 months before the weapons arrived, and the Bolsheviks take over and start slaughtering. The first they slaughtered were the religious Jews who didn't want the revolution at all, and the religious theocratic Russian orthodoxy, and anybody who resisted the idea of an atheistic communist state, which the West actually installed there by the British. That's why the assassination of the royal family of the Tsars and Tsarinas was completely carried out by the British intel agencies. The same maniacs that put the false dossier together, Mr. Steele, against Donald Trump. You have to understand, it's the British again trying to pull off all of this, you know, empire changing. This is the same kind of garbage going on by the British, isn't it?
Yes. Now, during the Korean War, one of our staunchest allies were the British naval units in the far Pacific.
Right.
But at the same time, a company known as Anglo-Iranian, which now is British Petroleum, or BP,
right,
supplied the PLA and the North Korean armies with all of the petroleum products they needed for their MiGs, their jets, their tanks,
yeah,
their trucks, their
boats. And by the way, that's part of the reason why they got rid of Mossadegh, because Mossadegh didn't like it. They were actually taking the Iranian oil and giving it to the North Koreans.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
People don't know this, do they? Then they replaced him. They replaced him with the Shah of Iran. I knew the Shah of Iran's nephew. Actually, know him personally. They went to my university, and then they replaced the Shah and actually multiplied the tapes to bring in the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was brought in by the CIA. I actually have Iranian friends who gave me the actual audio tapes and material of how the CIA brought in the mullahs and the Ayatollah. People don't realize we installed these hyper-religious maniacs in there when the place was a tourist trap for Europeans going to Iran, and it was a place. That's why there's all these young people rising up, because they've been going through hell for the last four decades, including the Iran, missile crisis and the hostage thing under Jimmy Carter. All this was engineered by the CIA, wasn't it?
Yes, tragically, it was,
including the removal of the Shah. And he was told either cooperate or die. So he, he cooperated.
Yeah. During 1983, I did an analysis of the deployment of the U.S. Marines to Beirut, Lebanon.
Right.
I studied that area very carefully.
You're talking about this is before the Beirut massacre, where all our troops there by bombs that were set up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
About a month in advance of that, I had sent a letter directly to the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Caspar Weinberger, warning him of how vulnerable our troops were in Beirut. And my warnings were completely ignored, and that's why that tragic situation occurred.
I think it was several hundred of our troops died there, wasn't it?
Yes. More than 200.
And it was basically bombs placed right in the barracks. I mean, they had no security whatsoever. These were bombs placed in their barracks, so while they're sleeping, they were blown to bits.
Right.
Sickening.
And that doesn't include the French troops that were also killed nearby by a similar attack.
By the way, the Russians were threatened by the same groups of people who were put out there by the CIA. You know what the Russians did? They cut up the genitals of all of their relatives of the people trying to do this to the Russians and left them in garbage bags on their front doorsteps. So they never bothered the Russians again, because they realized they cut up all their relatives and put their genitals on their doorstep. Did you know that?
But it doesn't surprise me.
Breasts and, other body parts, unmentionable, that were put there. And they basically said, you mess with Russia, we do this to all relatives. Four or five generations out. That's what they do, okay? The two nastiest people on earth to cross are Syrians and Russians. And the problem is the Russian people are putting under this great boot. And, of course, no worse is this guy, Vladimir Putin, who's head of GRU. I mean, people need to understand, why have a head of a secret intel agency now run for the fourth term as an independent? He's not a great guy. Their economy is just crawling along. The people are starving. The most expensive city on earth to live is Moscow. And that's why all these young Russian brides are available all over the world. Hey, we got Russian brides. That's because they're starving to death. Across seven time zones. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Getting back to Kim Jong-un, he's been set up, and I personally believe that there might be a possibility with my proposal, if I can ever reach President Trump in time,
what would you propose that we can actually defuse it? Because the danger we have is that these tube rockets, which are 18,000, could kill up to 10 million Seoul, South Koreans, because Seoul is one of the largest largest cities on the planet. And it's one of the its single area of population is one of the largest concentration of economy on the planet outside Tokyo, Greater Tokyo. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
Up to almost half the population can be wiped out in a half an hour by tube rockets from the demilitarized zone.
It's just unbelievable. But yeah. I believe a plan can be worked out that would be favorable to Kim Jong-un that would not endanger our nation's security.
Well, it's got to be a real good plan. Whatever they did already isn't working. When we hear, let's come back and hear about it, okay? This year, I expect the following. I think that we're not going to hear the details yet because you don't want to release your plan until you want to give it directly to the president. But you mentioned a couple things. You want to have an economic incentive, which, by the way, we've given lots. Remember Clinton gave $5 billion of money to Kim Jong-un. Didn't stop him. Just like the money that we gave to the Iranians, they gave it to Hezbollah and put it into missile defense and supported and put right inside in Ivrit Hebrew that we want to destroy you, Israel. Like, you got to be kidding, you know. Any nation that thinks they're going to take on Israel and America and not get annihilated is just friggin' idiots. Yes. These are people that are demonically possessed and want to suicidally kill their entire nation. Because if you try to take on America or Israel alone even, you're done. You're history.
Yeah. Well, my proposal basically entails an economic makeover for the entire North Korean nation. It will not require U.S. American aid for a lot of infrastructure because it will be self-producing in terms of revenue.
I think your plan would work with Xi because, and I'll tell you why, because Xi doesn't want to have an American ally. It would have to be an ally that would basically be a buffer state to South Korea because they don't want to have an American ally sitting right on the other side of the Yulan River. And Communist China basically wants to reexert its power. It's on the move right now. This Belt and Road, basically, we have it put forward on a positive view with Harley Schlanger on Fridays. But to be honest with you, there's a good and a bad side to Belt and Road. Belt and Road is a version of the Roman road system that projected power all over the world.
Yeah.
The ancient world. And my plan is, this is a plan by the Communist Chinese, not just on the Asia area, but in South America and all over the world, including the Trans-American pipeline and road systems that are coming up from Via Cardenas in Mexico on the Pacific Coast, all the way through the central United States, where they're still building pieces of it by the globalists, working all the way up to Winnipeg, Manitoba, one of the most Masonic cities in North America. And they're away from the coast because they expect, with the earth changes that are going to occur, major coastal destruction by tsunamis, earthquakes, and volcanoes. The subduction zone off of the Cascadia subduction zone is likely to blow this year. We're likely to have a major earthquake in Northern California. We're going to have earthquakes in diverse places. There's even a magma build up in the northeast United States under the states of Massachusetts and Vermont, etc. People don't realize that the earth changes are preceding a global lithospheric slip, which I don't know how many years away, but we're going to have some major earth changes occurring that are going to scare the hell out of people and kill a lot of people and starve a lot of people. People are not prepared for this, are they?
No,
and the globalists know. The globalists are going to say stupid things like, you know, global warming. Sorry, you can't say that when the world and North America is plunged into ridiculous dark and cold. It's doing that because we're in the modern ice age, but we're also on the verge of a 10,000-year major ice age. We're not just on a modern ice age. We're on the precipice of a possible flip back into a real full-forced ice age. And that'll kill more people in a nuclear war. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't. You brought up some very good points. I'm hoping that we can make it through 2018 and cross over the thermonuclear threshold, Dr. Deagle.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give an alternative view. I'm going to give what we call the devil's advocate view. My guess is you're going to start introducing not only Gremlins, which are these 60-pound super robotic drones that they shovel at the back of C-130s. It's called Gremlins. You can actually go to Drudge or find it elsewhere on the Internet. And the Pentagon's been hiding this for a while. They have the TR-3B, which is an anti-gravitonic giant triangular space platform that can rise 10, 20,000 feet in the air and have dozens of aircraft fly off it. Much of these booms you hear all over the world are hypersonic cruise bombers that can fly below radar. And you won't know it's coming until you're dead. And the communist Chinese think they're going to take on America and live for it. They're crazy. This is even with all the, you know, improperly funding our missile defense systems and or other things. We've got weapons literally that are literally centuries ahead of anybody else. Some of it's be exchanged with intergalactic exchange of information that we have. Because America has been doing lots of things that people don't want to believe we have. We've got all kinds of technology, some of it exhumed from ancient societies and so on, you know, like the labyrinths in Egypt and so on. People don't understand what's really going on. They're clueless, and they don't understand that we're on the edge of a very rapid change in the world. For example, artificial intelligence. killer robots. Everybody says they're scared of them. Guarantee it. I can tell you, you know, is investing more money in killer robots than anybody else in America. And these killer robots can be operated remotely, like for 1,000 or 10,000 miles away.
Yep.
So you don't understand. One killer robot sent in there, 20-foot tall, with all kinds of weapons, protection systems, and so on, could kill an entire army. So if they think, well, we got 10 million or 20 million troops, it doesn't mean anything. It means you got 20 million dead bodies. You know, the same thing as coming to China. We got nukes that once we have missile defense completely protecting our airspace and the space of our enemies, anybody trying to challenge us in the hegemony of that, plus financial hegemony of a cashless system, which is Bitcoin and the Virtual World Project, the Tree of Air Force Base, they're going to go down really hard. So China's attempt with the petro-yuan is an idiotic attempt, and they're going to get themselves crunched. The Chinese have got this we call racial superiority complex that's going to get them in a lot of trouble.
Yes, it is.
And they're not prepared for it at all. They're just not. They've been told, you can take on America now. You can take on America now. And at least some of them had some sense, just like the Russians never took on America. As one of my friends that worked in the Russian nuclear navy, and he was from Belarus, he said, we always knew you had worse weapons than Verhoes 13s. We never attacked because we knew we'd all die. And I said, yes, you're right. Said you had a little enough sense to realize when we gave you nuclear materials and centrifuge systems and nuclear technology to advance your weapon systems in the late 40s and early 50s, you had to realize if America's giving all this stuff, they must have worse than Warehouse 13, and we do.
Yes.
And the latest warfare is going to be Gremlins, these robotic drones that fly the C-130s, all right? For example, most people don't realize the C-130 is a platform for all the drones to put up the nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere. So if you go to Lake Shasta up in Northern California and you see 2,000 parts of aluminum, it's there because these drones are putting up and it spreads out like a Dyson sphere over the whole planet. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't spray it over the Central America or China. That Dyson sphere means the upper atmosphere is weaponized to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, and also to scramble the integrated chips of incoming nuclear missiles. So wake up, people. America has already captured the world, and what I'm really concerned about is whether it's Trump or a future president, they're going to turn really ugly when the world tries to turn on America, and when we clamp down, it's going to be the mark of the beast and total hegemony of America over every nation on earth, and that's coming. People think that these challenges are not going to be met. Let me tell you, whatever our future president does, it's going to get nasty, and the world thinks they're going to take on America. They're delusional. They're very delusional.
Yes, aren't
they? They have no idea how vicious it'll get. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see poor little Chinese boys and girls die. I don't want to see Japanese die from Chinese nukes. I don't want to see the world swirling with nuclear radiation. I don't want to see sea creatures dying and belly up all over the Pacific Ocean because the oceans have turned red with Chernobyl, which is wormwood, which is the warning God gave, I shall send wormwood to one-third of the oceans. Guess what? We already have it. The Pacific Ocean's dying with radionuclides. Crazy. And people say, you're just making this up, Deagle. I say, you know what? You know, at some point, you're going to meet your maker, and your maker will say, yeah, do you ever hear Deagle say this, buddy? Did Did he ever give you a warning? Did you ever tell your friends to repent and not take the mark of the beast? Did he ever tell you that it was coming and that Mr. Peter Thiel was pushing the mark, was going to buy a moonshot against the Bitcoin? Did he ever warn you that your president might turn into a beast? Did he ever tell you that he's going to destroy much of the planet of the Earth to make sure they maintain hegemony over the planet? Because believe me, once push comes to shove, America will nuke most of the people on the planet or take them up with whatever weapons we have, and they're pretty nasty. People really have no idea, do they?
No, and I hope that never is necessary, at least during our lifetime.
Well, I think it is going to happen. I remember, and I believe that there will be survivors, but they're not going to be living in big cities. They're going to live in cities of refuge, and they're going to be away from fault lines, away from coastal areas at least 8 or 10 miles, at least 1,000 feet elevation. They're not going to be downwind of a nuclear reactor. They may not be in America. They may be in other places, but I'm going to tell you that people are going to, just like the people that disappeared with, you know, get the hand from Jerusalem, and they didn't die when Titus sent in his armies. That time is coming again. We're going to see some very nasty things, and this year is going to be the start of very good things for America, increased economy, increased control of our borders, etc. But it's going to be some very wake-up calls for these nations and think they can play footsie with America and mess with us like China, Russia, and North Korea. That's why the Iranian Revolution is happening. They know we're going to decapitate their government real soon. And they don't want to die when it happens. The Iranians are smart enough to know we are going to decapitate them. Coming soon, this year.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.